It's time for another wrestling podcast with your hosts, Steve Credo and Jonathan Benjamin.
Everybody, welcome to the very first episode of another wrestling podcast. If you're a pro wrestling fan, then you're in the right place. But without any further ado, it's time to let you get to know who we are. Hailing tonight from Tijuana, Canada, he is none other than Jonathan Benjamin.
All right, thanks for that intro, and thank you guys. We're excited for this new show. It's a new project we've got going on. And as we've said, there's lots of surprises in store, so just check back with us each and every week to find out what we're going to do next. So it's time for me to introduce my tag team partner, the peanut to my butter, the hull to my oats. He is the mark of all marks, Mr. Steve Credo.
Well, thank you very much, Jonathan. Man, we've been doing this for quite a while, and if you guys are listening to us right now for the very first time, you might remember us from such shows as Marked Up, the critically acclaimed Spreecast web show that we also do. We've been doing that for a few years, so we wanted to get back into the podcast style and give you guys something you could download on iTunes. And, you know, listen to us in your car since you can't join us every week or every other week or whenever we get a chance to do it on Marked Up. So right now we're just going to give you guys another wrestling podcast. Right, Jonathan?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you guys have any ideas of what you'd like us to talk about or any people that you may want us to interview in the future, just shoot us an email or find us on one of the many different pieces of social media that we'll be on. But I think we should get right into it, Credo. We've definitely done this a lot, so yes. let's get right into it. Today, let's talk Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank, baby.
Absolutely. It's coming to you live on the network. There's still probably a few other pay-per-view providers out there that sounds so like almost like it should be extinct, like it's a dinosaur now with the advent of the network. But
it's a special event, baby. No more pay-per-view. This is a special event.
Special event. June 29th, live from the TD Bank Garden in Boston. It's the first time that Money in the Bank has ever been held in Boston. So, you know, we found out last night on Raw, Monday, that there were two spots left, and we had a couple qualifying matches for those.
Yeah.
You saw Roman Reigns enter himself into a battle royal, which we saw him win. And we also saw a huge, you know, you don't get these on regular TV that often, but it was a pay-per-view type match. It was a stretcher match. And we saw John Cena versus Kane. Now, what were your thoughts on that match?
They should have just saved us the whole match as soon as they announced it was John Cena versus Kane, because they should have just announced, and the next member to the Money in the Bank match is John Cena. I mean, he's been missing in action in the main event for the past few pay-per-views, even Mania. He's dying out there. He's the face of the company, the true face of the company. So you know they're bringing him in this match. I think he's been trying to take a back seat lately, but obviously he needs that front seat again, so I don't know. I mean, it was a good addition to Raw, though. I mean, we don't get to see these gimmick matches that often, so I mean, having him versus Kane was good, but deep down, it was like I could have just, you know, changed the channel because I know who was winning, so it wasn't really that big of a surprise that we'd see Cena in this Money in the Bank match.
You know, you touched on something there, and we talked about this earlier, but the Battle Royal and the stretcher match, those are two type of matches that are almost also, you know, they've gone the way of the pay-per-view. They don't do those type of matches. We don't hardly ever see a title change hands on Raw. We don't see any of that now. So I don't know if it was because they are they feel bad for us or what the reasoning behind it is. But those are two gimmick type matches that you don't get to see very often. So I think it was pretty, it was cool, I thought, to see. But obviously, like you said, John Cena won. And so now that puts our Money in the Bank briefcake or brief.
Beefcake? Bruce beefcake. The Barber Beefcake?
Yes, he's not in this match. But the it brings us to Alberto Del Rio, Sheamus, Cesaro, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, John Cena, and Roman Reigns now fill out your Money in the Bank match.
That's a great Money in the Bank match, though. I mean, you look at it, and it's kind of everybody you would expect to be in the match, plus more. Granted, Alberto Del Rio, to me, is just the guy hanging out there to fill the spot. He's not going anywhere with this. Sheamus, he's already got the U.S. title. I don't see him adding to anything right now. He's still working his way back up from being out so long. But, I mean, the biggest eye-poppers for this match is Cesaro, Bray Wyatt, and Roman Reigns. I mean, we got Randy Orton and John Cena, too. But, of course, I mean, they add to it being former champions. But I think I was speaking with somebody the other day about this, that you lost CM Punk and Daniel Bryan within a span of 6 months of each other, and now it's like you got to build another star with the absence of Daniel Bryan, and CM Punk ain't coming back anytime soon. You know, you need to fill another spot of a top contender. And me personally, I would love to see Cesaro, Bray Wyatt, or Roman Reigns win it, just because. You know what I mean? Just because of that. Even if they hold the title for a month or a week, it makes them a one-time champion, and it just starts to build them as a new face of the company. You know what I mean? It's just a refresher, because if Cena or Orton walk out with that briefcase, man, I'll tell you what, it's going to go back down to, like, I mean, it's, come on now. They've held the title how long? We need new champions. And what's to say if Cena or Orton hurt themselves in the next 6 months? We need another face up there, right? We need somebody up there that's not Cena and not Orton.
Absolutely. If you look at the advent of the Money in the Bank match, it was debuted in 2005 with WrestleMania 2021. If you look at those names, you have Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, Edge, Shelton Benjamin, and Kane. You have a far different lineup than you have now. You have some people like Christian, Shelton Benjamin, who were the high flyers. You know, we don't have that in this match. Yeah. You're not going to see Bray Wyatt jump off of something really tall and go through a ladder. It's just not going to happen. But you see that Edge won that match, and Edge was kind of teetering on just what was he going to break out or not. And you see what it did for his career. He became the first Mr. Money in the Bank, and from there it was just the sky was the limit for him. So, like you were saying, I definitely think that one of the newer people, whether it be Cesaro, Bray Wyatt, maybe even Reigns, are going to walk away from this. Even if they don't win, they're going to be looked at a lot differently than they were.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, if you just go through the names again, in a way, John Cena, he had the championship around this time last year. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he went into SummerSlam, going against Daniel Bryan and lost. He doesn't need it again. Cena is the guy that's beyond the championship right now. The championship is not going to do anything for him. It's only going to maybe put that stock price up to where it should be. Randy Orton just already had it for half a year or so going into this year. He doesn't need it. He's another guy that just doesn't really need the championship to get over. And I think, quote me if I'm wrong, it's Jake the Snake Roberts who said the championship is just a gimmick to get you over. And those guys right there don't need to get over. I mean, Bray Wyatt, he doesn't need the championship. He's over already. But I mean, it'd be interesting to see what he would do with it. So I'd kind of mark out to see Bray Wyatt hold it. And Sheamus Del Rio, those guys are just throwaways for me to get more into this match. But my prediction, and I'll stick with it, is going to be Cesaro. I mean, what better time than now, as your Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner, the client of the man who defeated Cesaro. You know, it just fits him right now. Out of all the guys in there, it fits for Cesaro to win it. I mean, Reigns, I could see them doing something, but If I had to put money on it, I'm putting money on Cesaro. I don't know. Just me.
Well, I mean, that like we were just saying, I don't see Del Rio, Sheamus, or Orton walking away unless there's some sort of someone grabs one title and someone grabs the other, which has been discussed a lot already. Yeah. And I feel like that the person who has the most to gain from this right now would be Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
With the whole Authority versus the Shield, Seth Rollins' heel turn, all of that right now puts me in the mode of thinking that Roman Reigns is going to win this. I also believe that he's got the most to gain from this because Del Rio, we've talked to death about him. He's yeah. He's not going anywhere. Sheamus has a title. Cesaro is still, they're still building him.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt has just came off of this great, great program with John Cena, and there's still some life left in it, too. I don't necessarily think that they have to be done with it. Mm-hmm. And, Randy Orton and John Cena are, they're kind of above championships. Although I do think I don't necessarily need to see it, but I think by the end of this year we'll have John Cena champion again. But that's neither here nor there. So my prediction as of today, and it could change tomorrow or the next day, but I see Roman Reigns, your new WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, and like I said, with Cesaro, Bray Wyatt, and Roman Reigns in this, out of those three guys, I wouldn't care if any one of those guys won it. I'd be happy with it. I just don't want to see the same olds win it. I want it to be more exciting, And what better way to promote your network and to watch Raw the next day is to have somebody brand new win this championship. And, there's so many ways they can go with it. I know you touched briefly on that. They could split it up. What if, Reigns gets a title and Cesaro grabs the other title and they both fall down at the same time? It could happen. Who knows? There's so many outcomes and so many things you just want to think about that make you want to watch this match. So I think they've done it right in booking this. So,
well, I'm going to ask you, just spoke on it a little bit, but there are outcomes and there's always things that affect the match. And we did say it is live from Boston. I will be there live watching. But do you think that having it in Boston, that John Cena, we know that it's famous for the let's go Cena sucks and all that situation, but his dad, I'm sure, will be there. Do you think that he has anything? Does he gain anything? Does he have a home field advantage for this Money in the Bank match?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, it's they always talk about the home field advantage, but you know what? Recently, what I've been seeing on TV with Natalia in her home state, or Paige in her home state, like all these people in their home state or home territory or whatever. And they haven't been winning. Like Dolph Ziggler the other night, he was in his hometown, Cleveland, didn't win. So it's hit or miss with that because, you could be in your home, you have the crowd behind you in that. But, I don't know. It hasn't been working out recently from what I've seen with the home field advantage. So I don't see it happening. But, anything could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's so great about these matches. And, a lot of people are saying that, like we touched on earlier, that Money in the Bank was a WrestleMania staple, and everybody really enjoyed seeing it at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
For the past couple of years, we haven't had that. I don't know if it was one of the cases of that they thought that match was possibly overshadowing other matches, such as like what the Undertaker's match would be, or maybe a WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. So, do you like the fact that it's now its own separate entity, or do you think it should go back to the way it was?
No, a whole pay-per-view just for this is ridiculous, unless every match is a Money in the Bank match. I could see why they did it, because it just adds another theme to their pay-per-views, but this was a great spot fest at Mania, and it went to a lot of guys who just didn't have a program, but like guys like Kofi Kingston, just like high flyers who would do awesome stuff. It was a good spot at Mania for them when they weren't in a good program with anybody. And I felt like that was a part of Mania, having a Money in the Bank match, because they could cash it in at Mania or they could cash it in the next night. The longest person to hold it so far is Dolph Ziggler, almost like half a year for it. But I mean, I don't know. I don't really like it as its own pay-per-view. I think it really just needs to go back to, even if it's not at Mania, have it at SummerSlam. Have it at, you know, one of your big four. Have it at the Royal Rumble. Have it at Survivor Series. But I really don't want to see them continuing as a pay-per-view. I think it's better on its own, as just a match, and that's it. Because we don't need two of them. And now, well, I don't know. Are they going to go back to two titles or what? But we don't need two matches, you know, so... you never know. I don't know. But I don't want it anywhere else but Mania, if you had to ask me over and over.
Yeah, I do think that we were somewhat spared, because had Daniel Bryan still been healthy and not had to leave for surgery, we would have seen Daniel Bryan versus Kane for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship in the stretcher match that we saw on Raw. So I am, for one, am thankful. Not that I don't like Kane, or not that I don't like Daniel Bryan, but I don't think that Daniel Bryan right now needed to be going against Kane. He was still very hot against the Authority, and you know, if anybody was going to just go against him for one night, I think it could have been another one-on-one Triple H versus Daniel Bryan from WrestleMania. I mean, that was, or you could even get into it and have him go against Orton, because technically Orton probably still has a title shot that he can cash in. So
sure, and what better way to transition to Daniel Bryan than that? Because poor Daniel Bryan, man, he had everything going this year. He wins Mania, he gets married, and then unfortunately, you know, his father passed away. He had, you know, then he got injured, then he had surgery. Now he's out. Since Mania, his whole program with anything was just not anything like it was going into Mania. I mean, he just like had so many things going on at him with him. You know, it's like I feel bad for the guy, because he deserves what he got, and now to have it taken away because of surgery on an injury. You know, on top of his dad passing away, on top of all this other stuff that, you know, like some people get married. Then some wrestlers out there, then they go to WrestleMania. Like, he did all this within a span of a few weeks, a few days, and it, so much stuff, man. And after Mania, him being stripped of the championship, being injured, you know, oh, I feel so bad for him. I can't talk enough about, you know, what he's been through, and now what he's still going through. But like I said to you earlier, I mean, we lost CM Punk, we lost Daniel Bryan now. That's why you would have to go back to, you know, so we need more faces. They need, that's why they, I think they almost split up the Shield for this. But I mean, what do you think with Daniel Bryan? I mean, will he be back in the title picture soon enough when he comes back, or will he even be able to do half the stuff he has been doing, like diving out of the ring, the headbutts from the top rope? I don't even know the names anymore, but
yeah, I mean, that's one of those things, and you're starting to see this. There's talk of the reason why Ziggler isn't being pushed so much is that the same reason that Christian didn't get pushed so much. After a while, they start to get concussion after concussion, or they get injured, and they start to become what they, you know, just injury prone. And the WWE can't put titles on people like that because, I mean, except for John Cena, he's some sort of freak of nature. He gets injured and he's back before the match is over. So I think that Daniel Bryan's still strong. I hope that this surgery, everything got taken care of with his neck, and that he'll start to get, you know, feeling back in his hands. And I see no reason that he can't pick up right where he left off whenever he gets back into WWE.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd will be there for him. That's not going to die out anytime soon. It's kind of nice he's getting a little bit of break off TV, because, you know, too much overexposure will kind of kill him faster. So it's unfortunate he had this surgery and accident and whatnot, but it's a nice break for him, especially, like I said, everything he just has been through in the past month. You know, and hopefully he rests up and gets back soon enough. But I'll tell you what, right now, when he comes back, what I do want to see is him and Brock Lesnar in a program. Now, I mean, we'll talk about it briefly. We know that Brock Lesnar beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania 30. But my prediction, if I had to book it, you know, you have Daniel Bryan come back, I don't know, sometime this year, whenever. But you have, I don't know, you have, keep the title off him for the rest of the year. He doesn't really need it right now. You have Brock Lesnar come in, destroy everybody, whether it be coming up at Royal Rumble next year or whatnot. But you put Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan at the main event at WrestleMania 31. David versus Goliath. that's what I want to see. So hopefully he rests up enough to go against Brock Lesnar. But what are your thoughts? I mean, is Brock going to be a factor with Daniel Bryan coming up when he comes back?
I definitely think so. And I think that a lot of people do not like Brock Lesnar. I am not one of those people. I've always liked Brock since he made his debut in WWE. I think that you're going to get two really, really good programs out of Brock Lesnar. One of the Daniel Bryan, like you were just speaking about, and then one also with Cesaro. And what better way than to have two Paul Heyman guys fighting each other? And that's, I think, what you're going to see at some point. But like you were saying, maybe even I've heard there's been talk of maybe SummerSlam if everything goes well with Daniel Bryan. So the only thing that I'm thinking of too, and people will probably boo me for this and we'll get hate mail and everything else, first show down the drain. But I think that I'm looking forward to kind of Daniel Bryan coming back, feuding with the Authority a little more in a match where like Brie is on the line, not necessarily like, you know, Brie on a pole match, which is a totally different thing. Hold on, let me think about that.
Wait a minute, is
this
show PG or
no? I'm just let me think about that for a second. Brie on a pole. Okay. Anyway, I think that it would be good to like for Brie's job, you know, to get her back because she quit. So obviously, the Authority isn't just going to let her come back and do whatever she wants. So have Triple H go against Bryan, or have Bryan versus Seth Rollins. I mean, now he's a member, basically, of the Authority or the Authority's muscle. So I think you're going to get a lot of good matches coming out of this when Daniel Bryan comes back, because he's pretty versatile. And you see who he goes against. He can put on good matches against Big Show, Chris Jericho, you know, anybody. He was trained by Shawn Michaels and William Regal. Like, there's really nothing more I have to say about that. You don't have – wow, that is just the tip of the iceberg for what you're going to be hearing on this show. Like I said, we have interviews. We're going to be possibly on location sometimes. We're going to be talking to up-and-coming independent stars. We're going to be talking to promoters. We're going to be talking to legends. So if you like what you've heard so far and you want to be sponsored on our show, just all you have to do is shoot us an email and we'll get you on our show. Our email is anotherwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com.
How could you forget that email, Jonathan?
Oh, it's so simple.
It's just our name, at Gmail, Another Wrestling Podcast. And that's what we are. We're right now just Another Wrestling Podcast, but we're more than that, Jonathan. We're going to have a lot of crazy stuff going on coming up. We're also sponsored this week by New England Pro Wrestling Fan Fest, which is coming up this Saturday, June 21st at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Warwick, Rhode Island. I will be there for the 8th annual New England Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and Fan Fests. I mean, I'm going to be talking to such legends as Greg the Hammer Valentine, Harley Race, Bushwhacker Luke, Joey Styles, Clarence Mason, Maria, Matt Stryker, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, just to name a few guys. There's going to be so many legends there. Don't want to miss this opportunity to meet and greet all your favorite heroes of the past and now, because there's going to be a lot of guys from then and now. Hopefully you show up. You can get all that information, though, at newenglandfanfest.com. You can find all that info on there and whatnot, but a special treat next week. I'm going to be talking to some of these guys out there, and I got a few questions. I got a few bones to pick with some of these guys, Jonathan. So I'll try to get that audio for next week, and we'll have it on the podcast. So stay tuned. And that was the first show. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to have a lot more stuff going on the show. We just wanted to give you a little bit for now. I mean, we have a lot more. We're going to have superstars. We're going to have managers, valets, ring rats, jobbers, ring crew, you name it. This is just another wrestling show, Jonathan. But to keep up with us in the social media verse, you can follow us on Twitter at A Wrestling Pod. That's A Wrestling P-O-D.
And after you do that, please like us on Facebook. It'd be facebook.com/anotherwrestlingpodcast.
That's, and we're also going to have a home base on marchforlife.net. You can find all of our links, find our shows, listen to us. You can even watch all the other stuff we've done from Marked Up. We're all over the place, Jonathan. You can't get enough of wrestling, because when you're listening to us, You're just listening to
another wrestling podcast.